We are going to start on time, but to make our waiting time meaningful, I would like to show a couple of. Is the current mic fine?
All right.
I would like to show you a couple of things that we haven't been covered in the recent speakers series. So. As you may know, we introduced a new stage building block in SharePoint Designer 2013. By default, the stage name is now surfaced as workflow status in the, you know, when you associate your workflow to the list. Normally, it was in progress or completed in the list column under the workflow name. But now, by default, the stage name is workflow status name. So if we make a workflow like that, the workflow status will be stage one and then stage two. So maybe you can develop your workflow in a very meaningful way if you can use the stage properly. But inside one stage, there could be, you know, another need to have a different stage. In that case, you can use explicitly set workflow status action, and then workflow status will be changed to the given text. And then we also enhanced parallel block. Parallel block, you know, the child silo of a parallel block execute and then parallel. So those are three create list item action will be executed in parallel. And as we know, we can add child steps inside the parallel block. That means the whole chunk of actions inside one step as a one silo will be executed parallelly with the other silos. In addition to the existing implementation, we added one property, which is completion condition. Actually, it is in .NET activity already, but we haven't been able to surface it. So in this release, we surface this, can exit, can be brilliant value. So the workflow logic inside this parallel block, as long as it set that boolean variable true, then your that silo will be, you know, exit or terminate. I mean, exit the whole parallel block without waiting for the other blocks, the other silos being completed. In the previous version, you know, even though one silo has completed, but the control had to wait for the other silos to be finished. But now you can exit earlier when you want to. The third thing that I would like to show you is from the couple of questions from yesterday, people who want to make a service. They do not know how to write a timers app or a service, but they just want to start with the workflow. But they just want to make some service, like they want to start some service from some date, or they just want to start their service or resume every 5 days or 5 days later. So in that case, you could use loop control, but the easier way is to use a stage. Stage one goes to stage two. You can go back to stage one. And then this workflow will run forever. But if you use a pause action, which takes two parameters. Actually, it's two types. One is for pause duration. The other one is pause until some date. So we can put 5 days. This means this workflow will run and then wait 5 days and then resume. Or if you want to launch some service on some date, you can, whatever day you want, do this. So this is kind of the easiest way to build a workflow which works like a service. So, well, as soon as I tell this story to audience, they immediately ask back, whatever about the performance? Well, we are running a workflow forever. But we, in the workflow manager, every workflow instance has activity execution quota. Oh, by the way, what is the time? Oh, it's 5. Okay, I will tell you later if we have time. So don't worry about performance. As long as you have a pause action, you're very fine, safe to run your workflow forever. Right. Let's get started. Hello everyone, welcome to Custom Workflow Activities and Actions for SharePoint 2013. My name is Hyungu Kim, the Senior Program Manager of the SharePoint Design Team in Microsoft, and PM owner of workflow building blocks such as Stage, Loop, and Workflow Actions, including calling web service and a new dictionary type. I have been in Microsoft for 9 years. I started as a developer, but became PM, Program Manager, 6 years ago. But I still write code. And actually, a couple of new actions in this release were written by me, trust me. So, two of my team members, Sam and Jonah, yesterday presented how you can develop a SharePoint workflow with SharePoint Design and Visio. And also, Tim and Mauricio from Workflow Team, Platform Team, presented a great feature of a new SharePoint Workflow features. So I hope everyone enjoyed those new cool features that we are shipping in Office 2013. So today in this session, we are going to take a look how you can easily develop custom workflow activities and actions in Visual Studio and deploy them to SharePoint. And you will also take a look how SharePoint and SharePoint Designer understand custom actions and activities. This is the agenda of today's session. You will quickly take a look at a couple of things that you have to know regarding action and activities. Before we get into the main topic. And then you will take a look how we can develop and deploy a custom declarative activities. And then we will take a look how we can develop and deploy a custom code activity with demo. So let's quickly review a couple of things first. So why do we need custom activities? Because out-of-box workflow action is not enough, right? Yeah. One of the main reasons that we need the custom activities is because there is a big market need on supporting various and richer scenarios. And out-of-box workflow actions, not enough, indeed. We are shipping hundreds of activities in the platform libraries, but only limited number of high-priority activities surfaced as SharePoint Designer action. So so you can surface those activities from the platform library to SharePoint Designer service through the custom action and activity. So having a platform where users can build custom action and activity is very important to my team, and also more important to our customers and partners who are in the SharePoint workflow and tool business market. And sharing a custom activity which has complex logic in it with other developer or your another workflow will also enhance your developer's productivity. So before we get into the main topic, I would like to quickly summarize differences between vocabularies around workflow action area. As everyone knows, how many people here can differentiate or tell the difference between action and activity? Can you please raise your hand if you can? All right, thank you, perfect. Action is a SharePoint design term, and activity is a term for workflow platform such as workflow manager or visual designer or SharePoint or Visual Studio, sorry. Activity is a building block of workflow and a unit of workflow execution, and action is a high-level wrapper of activity with a human-readable statement and UI in the SharePoint designer. This is workflow definition in the new workflow platform. You can see the workflow is defined with the activities. So if you make a workflow in SPD using actions, that will be serialized into workflow definition with the activity so that workflow manager can understand what to do. Normally, one action maps to one activity, but there are also actions which shares one common activity. For example, start a list workflow and start site workflow action in this release share one common workflow interrupt activity. And there are files which has extension .actions4. .actions4 file is a successor of .actions file. They are located in the SharePoint workflow folder and contain a list of workflow actions for WF4. That's why we added the 4 to the end of action. Directions file. This is workflow folder of SharePoint. You can see that actions file, which has actions for SharePoint 2010 workflow. And you can also see that actions 4 files, which contain actions for the new SharePoint 2013 workflow. SharePoint collects all these action information and send them down to the client SharePoint designer. That's why you can see the whole list of actions inside the SharePoint designer. For example, this is workflow 15 direction 4. You can see our new string action, trim stream. As you can see from the schema, an action. Can you see my mouse? Okay. An action is defined with a rule designer and parameters. Rule designer knows, describes action statement and how activity parameters will be visualized in the action statement. And the parameters node describes activity parameters and how they have to be surfaced in the property grid of SharePoint designer. So if you have time left at the end of this session, I will also additionally show how this directions profile alone can surface workflow action in SharePoint designer. Declarative is an official term in workflow platform, meaning no coding. It technically means you define a behavior of a new activity or a workflow by composing existing activities without coding. Declarative workflow was initially introduced in Office 2007 with code workflow running over WF3, but declarative activity came with WF4 and XAML and has been supported from Visual Studio 2010 and finally introduced in Office 2013. On the other hand, code activity give you a full access to .NET and might do more things, but it is only for on-prem environment. We don't support code activity in the cloud environment like Office 365 for the security reasons. JOMO and XAML are all for workflow definition. We use the JOMO to define workflows in Office 2007 and 2010. But in Office 2013, we use XAML, which came with WF4, but we still support JOMO workflow too. JOMO required .rules file to specify conditions separately, but XAML does not require .rules file. It is all in one definition. Their schema and functionality didn't change much, but their platforms are now different. WF3 is hosted in SharePoint, but WF4 is hosted in Workflow Manager Server. We can categorize activities into five types. The first one is .NET Activity Layer, which we call WF4 Activities. They live in system.activities namespace, and activities for flowchart or state machine are in this category. And the second one is workflow manager activity, which are mainly about workflow manager service and data types such as HTTP send or subscribe or dynamic value. And they live in Microsoft.activities namespace. The next one is SharePoint and project activities. SharePoint activities are mainly about SharePoint list item, task, and task process, or sending emails. And the project activities are for building project workflow. They're mainly about getting project filled and status, or creating a new project. And then you have custom activities, which you have to spend huge time in developing from today to get your work done, especially when you have to work with custom service and Adobe apps. All right. I'm not sure if anyone here is familiar with a dynamic value or not, but dynamic value is a new data type for complex data which has a recursive name value set. It was introduced with a workflow manager and allows you to create, store, or consume complex data since it is implementing iCollection, iDictionary, and iEnumerable. The typical usage of dynamic value is working with a JSON. And we wrapped this dynamic value as another name in SharePoint Designer, which is a dictionary type. So if you open the SharePoint Designer, you can find our new type dictionary in a local variable setting window. And if you open Opera 15 directions 4, you can also find the dictionary type is defined with dynamic value. So in this previous slide, we have synced a couple of vocabularies which can help you understand the workflow platform better. So now we are ready to take a look how we can develop and deploy custom workflow activities without coding. So let's take a look how we can do this. So to develop and deploy a custom declarative activities, you need to have a local SharePoint box with a workflow manager connected in the same box. And you also need to have a Visual Studio 2012 and Office Developer Tool for Visual Studio 2012 installed in the same box. The minimum requirement of Visual Studio version is professional. Declarative activities are deployed as a SharePoint solution package. And based on its scope, it is managed as shipped in the solution gallery or from solution store. And you can also easily take it to another server that you eventually want to deploy to, because it's a WSP. Right, let's take a look. Look at the demo. So let's just suppose your customer has to build an online music portal where users can find and listen to music and get some information from user event. And let's suppose the name of your site is Contoso Music. With SharePoint 2013 or in Office 365, your customer built a new site by creating navigation link in the left side and putting a log on the top. And they also created a couple of lists for the news or event. This was easy. And over the new music list, they also want to have new YouTube top 10 music videos in the top right here. And if possible, they want that YouTube top 10 list to be automatically updated every day. The problem they have is they don't want to do this manually. Since you know YouTube provides a public REST web service, and so you decide to build a custom action which searches YouTube clip so that your customer can build a workflow using your custom action. So before we build a custom action, let's quickly see how the YouTube web service works. YouTube provides a public data API, and the web service URI to search video clips takes a couple of parameters like category, audience, and max result. If you want to get only top 10 music videos, we can set category to music and audience to view count, and max result can be 10. If you call this web service, you can see this complicated JSON data. Sorry. I better use my laptop. So if you click this link, you can also type in this URI into the web browser address text field. So you get this complicated JSON data, but you can use online JSON parser. So now we have data. Element in the root, and we can also find items array is inside this data element, which has 10 items. And each item element has information about music video. So now we know the web service URI, and also now we know the structure of the data that we want to handle. Now we are ready to build our custom action and activity in Visual Studio. So now I'm in a SharePoint and Workflow Manager box. To build a custom workflow activity, we have to create a new SharePoint solution project. Let's say YouTube top 10 will be a WebScope sandbox solution. And then we also have to add activity, which is of low cost activity. So this is the initial status of your activity. It has no logic in it and no parameter configured. So if we want to make our custom activity generic, which can handle multiple category and multiple items, the number of items. So let's define the input parameter of this activity. I would like to take correct category as one input parameter. Also, would like to take top n for top 10 or top 100. And this custom activity also, will call web service and return the JSON data. So we have to have an output variable. I will name response content, which is output of type. I'm looking for dynamic value. Microsoft.activities.dynamic value. So we finished the parameter setting. Now, because we want to call web service, and also I would like to, because I know we have to pass some request header to this HTTP activity, I will add build dynamic value activity. It looks complicated, but you don't have to worry about it because it depends what kind of activity you want to build. So if you need a different activity, you can just drag and drop different activity and fill up the different logic. And so now you have to set the properties of these activities, like should be get, and URI should be the URI that we just searched. And also we have to fill up directions full file for this activity so that SharePoint designer can understand and utilize this activity. But unfortunately, Visual Studio does not provide the complete directions full file for your custom activity. So you have to fill out this directions full file manually by referencing another out-of-box directions full file. So I will open a complete project and continue the explanation. So this is the complete project of your custom activity. Parameter setting the same. I just set some properties like get. And the request header is from this build dynamic value. And also we have URI, which is a little bit different because we wanted to have a category and top 10 to be dynamic. So we are just taking this top N and category from this activity input parameter. And we will return response content to the output parameter. So this is all set, and let's see the directions profile. So this is the directions profile for your custom activity. It has category and top N response as a parameters, two in and one out. And also, the visual configuration for top N is the string of top N is N, and it will, its UI control is just text field. But the category is a drop-down. If you want to provide some out-of-box values for your action statement parameter, then you can put drop down here, and then you can provide some options that you want to add and show. And the action sentence is such a YouTube clip like this. The parameters are noted with a percent. So this is all set. So if you complete overall logic and directions 4, then you're ready to build and deploy your custom activity to SharePoint. Let's deploy. So now it's building and will be deployed to SharePoint. So let's go to SharePoint to check. So this is Contoso Music site. The top, YouTube top 10 is not yet filled out because we are not yet build our workflow. And so let's see how our deployment was go. Is solution. So if you deploy your custom activity, it goes to SharePoint Solution Gallery. So we can see YouTube top end project is successfully published and also activated. So that means we are ready to use this custom activity and action in SharePoint Designer. So let's open SharePoint Designer. By the way, due to some bug, we have to clean up the client, the SharePoint Designer cache, if there is any change in the server side activity or action. So I will clean up the client SPD cache first. And then I will restart the SharePoint Designer. So let's create a workflow, site workflow, because we are not bound to any list. YouTube top 10, whatever. Top 10. So, let's build some logic. First, we will call web service here. Call YouTube web service to get clips, right? And then we will have some response. And we also have to deal with that response, which has a 10 array element. So we have to loop 10 times. Right? And inside this loop, we have to read data from element, right? And then read data, and then we ready to create a list item. And then we have to increase the loop counter because we are indexing our array element. So you will see how we do. So this is done. This is the skeleton of a workflow that we want to build. And then what? Include loop count, create list item, should be create list item, right? And read data, should be get item from dictionary. And dictionary is the output parameter of our custom activity. And then we have to, what is this? And then we have to see if that custom activity is successfully deployed. So let's see. Oh, here. This is YouTube top N. This is the activity that we just published. So now we are able to use this action. We can see this is has a multiple category. And we can put 10 here. So this is 80% done or 90% done. I will open the complete workflow, which has not much difference. So we have a search action here, which is a new custom action. Also, we are reading full field from array element, runs 10 times. We are indexing array element by using the index variable, so data slash items, brace, index item slash title field. We are reading title, description, thumbnail, or content. So after we read those data, we store those values to variable like title, description, and then we create list item using the variable, workflow variable here. So this list is a promoted link, which is new to SharePoint training. So I set these fields with the workflow variable. This is very easy. So I'm increasing the workflow looping index. So now we can publish this workflow. So let's go home. If site workflow is published, you can find your site workflow in the site content and site workflow. Looks like a publish is done. So let's just start YouTube top 10 workflow. I will refresh. It started. Oh, I forgot to change the title, like Yes, I'm Running Theme, because I just wanted to show the title of the stage is workflow status. Next time, probably. Okay, completed. This means we can ready to see the contents of music with YouTube top 10 music video filled out here as well. So, oh, I forgot one thing more. The customer wanted to be automatically updated every day, right? So as you saw in the beginning of this session, you can add stage here. Pause one day and go to the first stage. This is done. Then this YouTube list will be automatically updated by every day, 24 hours. So this is it. So let's go back to slide. Right, as the last topic, now we will take a look another way of building custom activities which give you more functionality from .NET Access, but at the same time with a limitation that you cannot use this code activity in a cloud environment. But you can use this code activity in on-prem environment. Developing code activity is just like developing other class libraries. So it does not require a SharePoint or a workflow manager box when you're developing activity. It only has to be properly signed at full trust to be used for SharePoint designer action later. In Office 365 and Azure platform, multiple tenants are sharing workflow manager and the scope of code activity is cross-tenant. So we do not support code activity in Office 365 for the script vision, as I told you. And so it is not weird to see Visual Studio also does not support the deployment of custom code activity for on-prem bound either. So after you build your project, you need to manually deploy your activity to workflow manager box and SharePoint box too. In case of declarative activity, you know, Visual Studio just let us deploy our solution to SharePoint very easily. But for the code activity case, we have to copy our assembly DLL to on-prem workflow manager box and to on-prem SharePoint box. And we also have to register, I will tell you later. Anyway. So here's a detailed step of deploying a custom code activity to workflow manager box and SharePoint box. As I told you just now, you have to copy your activity assembly to those two locations, which is under workflow manager folder of your workflow manager box. And also you have to add your activity class to the whitelist of workflow manager by creating allow the type.xml file manually. And you also have to copy that file to those two locations together with your assembly, activity assembly. And you also have to restart your workflow manager backend service. And in the SharePoint box, you also have to copy your activity assembly to somewhere in the SharePoint box and get it using getutil. Also, you have to add a new directions 4 file for your activity to the SharePoint workflow folder. And also, you have to reset your IIS. By the way, please make sure that your directions 4 file has a complete top level nodes. Let me see. Yeah, with the direction of profile that Visual Studio generated for SharePoint solution in the left side does not have a wrapper node. So you have to add those wrapper nodes manually. So this is the last demo, which will take about 10 or 15 minutes, showing how you can develop a custom code activity. Oh, sorry. To develop custom code activity, you can start with a new activity library project in Visual Studio. But except the building solution DLL, most of the works should be manually done by yourself. So let's see how we can do this. We use the Visual Studio in the workflow and SharePoint box, but we don't have to now. So I will open up my Visual Studio in my laptop. To develop a custom code activity, we have to create a new project, which is activity library. And then you also have to add new custom code activity. It's under workflow code activity here. So this is the initial starting point of your custom code activity. From this point, everything has to be done by manually. So let's see. Your code activity has one input parameter text and does not have output parameter, and it has an execute method, which is the key method that you have to implement all the workflow logic that you want to build inside your custom code activity should be inside that execute method. Well, you can additionally have some assistant method either. And then you also have to you also have to add your directions for file manually, and you also have to have a load type XML. So I will open up the complete project. Right. So this is a complete project for your custom activity, which is sort dynamic value. This is sort dynamic value activity sorts an array in a dynamic value based on specific key of input array paths. Its action statement will be sort an array in this dynamic value with key. And the output, the sorted dynamic value, will be stored first parameter. So it has path, input, key as input parameters, and it has output parameters. And also, the sorting logic of what dynamic value is inside this execute method. So let's suppose you just finish the workflow logic the way you want, and you also have to finish it parameters setting, and then you also have to finish this direction for file, which is not provided by default. So you have to manually create direction for file by referencing the existing direction for file. So we can see this custom activity as an action has a statement like a sort array in this probably dictionary in SPD, has those input parameters. And then you also have to notice that you have to manually create a load type, .xml. It just simply has the class name of your activity. So you can just simply create this XML file and copy these files to, this is, I'm in the workflow manager box. So you have to copy your activity assembly, which is like, let's see, if you built sample activity, oh, it's not yet built, it's a workflow manager box. Well, let's suppose you just have built your assembly DLL. So you have a DLL assembly, and also you have to have a load type XML. You need two files. So you need to copy those two files in two locations. One is artifacts. So you can see I just already copied those two files here. And also you have to copy those two files here. This is a workflow manager box. And you also have to copy your assembled DLL to SharePoint to get it. And also you have to copy your .actions file into a workflow folder of SharePoint. So you can see sort dynamic value .actions file is with the out-of-box .actions for direction file. So this is, and I told you we also have to reset IIS. So it takes a long time. So I already deployed them. So now we are ready to use this action. So I will open on SPD. I copied the workflow logic exactly from YouTube top 10 workflow, and I will add one action. Right after we call YouTube web service, you would like to sort the item by different way. Since we deploy that action, we can find, sort a dictionary here. This array means we know the data structure, data slash items. This dictionary should be this dictionary, but since I don't want to change the response content variable here, I will change this to response content 1, and then I will sort response content 1, which is a dictionary, and store the output to response content so that I don't have to change this logic. Key will be view count. So now, ready. Yes. So now I'm publishing it. Let's just see site content, site workflows. It's now published. Let's run this YouTube top 10 reverse, which we just built. So this workflow, right? List the item into reverse the top 10 list, which I already made, which was empty. Let's see. So in the YouTube top 10, size Gangnam style was the first page view. But in the reverse top 10, it's in the last. Right, well, let's go back to the slide. So today, we have reviewed workflow action and activity fundamentals and took a look how we can develop and deploy custom declarative and code activities for SharePoint 2013 workflow. You can easily apply what you have learned today to have more workflow actions and activities in your SharePoint Designer or Visual Studio without coding. For example, you can build SharePoint search. You know, just like the way I showed, you can SERP it or build SharePoint search action without coding. Or you can build subsite creation action. Or you can build a custom action which copies SharePoint list item to totally different site collection. Or you can build a custom action which work with external service like Bing Map or Adobe System or different SharePoint service. Or you can query people or group membership through calling web service, which does not require any coding. Or you can use any other platform activity which is inside the platform library, such as dictionary-related actions, or math, or string manipulation, time, and you name it. So all these operations can be done without coding, so please try it. Here are references that you can take a look to have a more detailed information on workflow platform and deploying and developing custom actions and activities. Besides MSDN and TechConnect, you can also find we are publishing many useful articles in the SharePoint Designer team blog. So please take a look and leave a comment. You can also send us a question or email to in our team blog. So please visit and leave a comment or ask any question if you want. There are a couple of sessions that you might be interested in, but actually most of them are already presented yesterday. And please note that we have two hands-on labs today and tomorrow. So please download SharePoint Designer 2013 and please try. You can build more action without coding. And you can enable more scenarios with those custom action and activities. Thanks for coming. This is the end of my session.